This is Dr. Zuckerberg containing disability reports. Disability 10 months ago, the Disability Determination Service to be dated January 11, 2013. That's 1-11-2013. This is regarding Charles Moore, first name C-H-A-R-L-E-S, last name M is Mary O-O-R-E. Date of birth 2-18-1965. That's February 18, 1965. Case number 2200361. That's 2200361. Dear Disability Determination Service, in the paragraph, Mr. Moore comes into the Detroit office for a complete ophthalmologic examination, period. He states that he has had poor POOR vision since experiencing a branched retinal vein occlusion in his right eye approximately 2 years ago, period. He states that he needs to use a cane when he walks, W-A-L-K-S, in order to avoid hazards in his environment, period. As well, comma, he describes white flashes of light, comma, intermittently, comma, in both eyes, comma, over the past 3 months, period. There's a history of glaucoma diagnosed in 2006, that's 2006, and cataract surgery in both eyes performed in 2011, 2011, period. There were lasers and intravitreal Avastin, A-V-A-S-T-I-N, injections on the right side in 2010, and there may have been lasers in both eyes for glaucoma over the past few years, comma, as well, period. He uses brimonidine drops in both eyes, period. There is a history of hypertension, period. New paragraph. On examination, the best corrective visual acuity is hand motions only on each side at distance and near, period. This is with and without correction, period. The pupils are equally reactive and round, period. The muscle balance is orthophoric to TO penlight, P-E-N-L-I-G-H-T, period. The muscle movements are smooth and full, period. Applanation pressures are 16, that's 1-6 on the right, and 14, that's 1-4 on the left, period. The slit lamp examination shows posterior chamber lens, L-E-N-S, implants, I-M-P-L-A-N-T-S, with mild posterior capsular, C-A-P-S-U-L-A-R, opacification on each side, period. The corneas are clear, period. The fundus examination is relatively unremarkable, period. The vessels are mildly attenuated on the right side, more than on the left side, period. There are no hemorrhages, period. There's no edema, E-D-E-M-A, period. The cup to disc ratio is 0.4 on each side, period. The rims are sharp, and the substance, S-U-B-S-T-A-N-C-E, is pink, P-I-N-K, period. The eyelids are unremarkable, period. In paragraph, Goldman vision field testing lies at 340 stimulus, that's retinal 3 out of 4, small letter E, without correction and with poor reliability, shows 10 degrees, that's 10 degrees of horizontal field on the right, 20, that's 20 degrees of horizontal field on the left, period. Mirror, M-I-R-R-O-R, testing shows positive tracking with each eye, E-Y-E, period. New paragraph assessment, number one, pseudophakia, P-S-E-U-D-O-P-H-A-K-I-A, period. Number two, secondary cataracts, period. New paragraph. The clinical findings are relatively unremarkable, period. The secondary cataracts may explain a visual acuity at the level of approximately 20/30, that's 20/30, on each side, period. There is no ophthalmologic disease to explain the loss of central vision nor constriction of peripheral fields, period. Further investigations might include neuroimaging, N-E-U-R-O-I-M-A-G-I-N-G, comma, a V-E-P, that's capital V as in Victor, E is capital E as in egg, and capital P as in Paul, comma, and a multifocal ERG, that's capital E, capital R, capital G, period. New paragraph, thank you for this consultation, period. New paragraph, sincerely yours, period. New paragraph, signed Daniel S. Zuckerberg, MD, MPH, end of dictation.